Up next, life at the extremes. The bacteria in your gut live their pampered life compared to the organisms. My next guest study, creatures that live in the world of extremes at the bottom of the ocean on those hydrothermal vents deep under the surface, one of the hottest and wettest places you can find. And on the other hand, those living in one of the coldest, driest places you can imagine, the dry valleys of Antarctica. So what do they have in common? Joining me now to talk about them is Craig Carey. He is chief scientist and principal investigator for Extreme 2008, a deep-sea adventure. He is professor of marine biosciences in the College of Marine and Earth Studies at the University of Delaware, and he's aboard the Atlantis out there in the Pacific. Thanks for joining us.
You're more than welcome, Ira.
Also with us is Ian McDonald, a microbiologist at the University of Waikato in New Zealand. He's in the dry valleys of Antarctica. Our first satellite phone contact to the dry valleys. Welcome to Science Friday, Dr. McDonald.
Hi, Ira. How are you doing?
Fine. When I was out there in the dry valleys about 30 years ago, they didn't have a satellite phone, so I'm glad to be able to talk to you. Tell us what you're studying there.
Yeah, it's great to have satellite phones. It keeps us in contact with not only people outside of the dry valleys, but our other workers in other dry valleys as well.
Mm-hmm. And what are you studying?
So we're here looking at the microorganisms that are living in this very dry, very cold environment and looking to see what indeed they're growing on down here.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Carey, let me just give a quick idea. This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News. Craig Carey,
how are you doing?
Hi. What are you studying in on your boat there?
So, about the past 25 years, we've been looking at vents, and this is the sort of the first expedition that's actually begun to explore the predators of the bacteria that have become very famous in the hydrothermal vent systems. And so we're interested in looking at the diversity of both viruses, which are what we would call predaceous on bacteria, and small unicellular eukaryotic organisms, the protists, that would also be predaceous and grazing on the bacteria.
Dr. McDonald, do you think there is something in common in these both extreme places, you in Antarctica and Dr. Carey in those thermal vents, something about the life forms that keep them so robust?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. The organisms that are living in the dry valleys and at these vents are both really struggling at the extremes and at the limits of their existence. So they're really struggling very hard to find food to grow on and conditions in which they're able to grow.
Mm-hmm. What kind of conditions are there in the dry valleys?
Well, at the moment, it's about minus 20 degrees centigrade, and there's obviously no available water at the moment because it's all frozen. And there are probably only a couple of months in the year in the dry valleys when there's water available for these organisms. Mm-hmm. And as we are led to understand that water is essential for life, so there's only a very short window when they can actually grow.
Mm-hmm. Ian McDonald, what are we talking about there in those hot vents?
Oh, the vents we have, it's a little bit almost the antithesis of the dry valleys. We have geothermal energy that is producing and providing a lot of chemical energy that these bacteria can harness. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, we have a very dynamic thermal system. So we've got very, very hot water. I mean, water that will emit at the orifice of a vent at 360 degrees being ejected into a very, very cold deep ocean water that's probably around 2 degrees Celsius. So you've got this massive thermal gradient, and then the bacteria, as Ian has just said, are struggling to find that place within that gradient and within the confines of the toxicity of those gradients to make a home.
Now, you're headed to Antarctica after the hot thermal vent. You're going to these cold places. What do you seek to learn by being in these two places at once? Or actually different times?
Well, I mean, I think it all boils down to trying to understand what drives the biodiversity in these systems. What environmental conditions and parameters are actually enabling the organisms to live there, and then in turn, from a genetic standpoint, how they're able to adapt to these ecosystems. And I mean, the bacteria in the dry valleys are struggling with a whole set of rules that obviously don't pertain to the vents, but together the adaptations are created in such a way that that they're, you know, there's a massive evolutionary thrust to adapt to these systems. And so what we're trying to do is just really understand how they adapt and what the mechanisms are for adaptation.
And you're about to go down in the Alvin.
Yeah, we're about a day and a half away from the Gulf of California, which is very different from where we just were. The Gulf of California has a high temperature hydrothermal vent system, but it's covered in mud. And so this is a very soft bottom system as opposed to the Nine North where we just came from, which is a hard bottom system. Mm-hmm. And so we're actually running a sort of a comparison in terms of the viruses and the protists. We're running a comparison between these two very different geothermal systems.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. McDonald, you're finding life in the Dry Valley to be much more diverse than we once thought.
Yeah, absolutely. The early studies that were looking at the microorganisms down here believed that there were not very many and the diversity was very limited. But now that we're using molecular biology techniques to look at bacterial diversity, we're finding that there's a pretty huge diversity. The only question that we're trying to answer at the moment is what part of that diversity is actually showing any activity here, and that's a couple of the questions we're trying to answer over the next couple of years.
Whoops. I want to thank you both very much for taking the time to be with us. Ian McDonald, the microbiologist at the University of Waikato in New Zealand. He was in the dry valleys of Antarctica. And Craig Carey is chief scientist and principal investigator for Extreme 2008, a deep sea adventure. That's about all the time we have for this episode of Science Friday. If you'd like to surf over to our website where it's podcasting and blogging and Twittering, the new Twitter name is SciFry, if you'd like to enter that into your Twitter catalog. Have a great weekend. Great holiday weekend. Next week is our annual Thanksgiving Science Friday program with the Ig Nobel Awards. Hope you'll enjoy it. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.